Across Georgia, gas prices will be slightly higher in the new year as a new gas tax will take effect on January 1st. The increase will raise the tax 0.3 cents, bringing the total gas tax in Georgia to 31.2 cents per gallon. Motorists Steve Moreland and Andy Wingate topped off their tanks at a Metro Atlanta Quick Trip station.
I think the increase in the tax base for the gas is fine. I question whether they're really going to use it for what they say they're going to.
See stuff going on, but I don't know if it's helping.
What are some projects you'd hope to see they'd use this money for?
Fix the roads.
Are you concerned about the price breaking the bank?
No, not at all.
There is no disputing that roads in Atlanta and across Georgia are in need of repair, and federal funding has not been enough to cover it. So, in 2015, lawmakers reached a bipartisan deal to change the way the state taxes gasoline.
So the gas tax is the single most important way that states and the federal government pay for roads and bridges and other transportation infrastructure improvements.
Carl Davis is a senior analyst with the Nonprofit Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He says gas tax increases will be seen in seven states across the country, including here in Georgia.
Since 2013, we've seen 19 states enact gas tax increases or gas tax reforms, and there'll be at least a dozen states that are going to discuss doing the same thing next year.
And Davis says the old gas tax made it difficult for transportation departments to plan long-term budgets. The new law began making changes back in July.
Immediately, we've already begun to see orange barrels and cones all around the state as the state DOT has begun to do more work, and you'll continue to see more of that.
Seth Milliken is the executive director of the Georgia Transportation Alliance. He says that unlike other statewide problems, transportation is an easy fix and just needs more funding.
You are paying a little bit more at the pump when you buy gas, but you're also going to see a lot more work and a lot more progress on roads and bridges that maybe have gone unrepaired for quite some time.
For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison.